This evening is case number 12,413. Peggy Greenwell seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.25, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The properties are located on the northwest side of Jetty Lane within the marina at Peppers Creek subdivision. The 911 address is 38141 Jetty Lane, Dagsborough. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 232. Map 7, parcel 245.00. Staff would note that specifically the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for a shed. Staff would note that we've received 3 letters of support with the application and 1 letter of opposition and 1 mail return. The letter of opposition is from a nearby resident raising concerns that an oversized shed on a small lot is unattractive and can result in a junky looking appearance. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Peggy Greenwell, 38141 Jetty Lane, Dagsborough.
James Thomas Greenwell, Jr., 38141 Jetty Lane.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Thank you. If you can go right to the podium.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you? I just start with the okay. The uniqueness of our property is that there's a swell in our backyard. Our backyard floods constantly every time it rains, just about. The heavier the rain, the deeper the water. And that makes the soil get loose and start to, it compromises the soil. It starts to slide down the hill because we also have a hill there because of the swell. The cannot be developed because of the flooded, the drainage, and everything. We're working with the developer to try to get that resolved, but it has not been resolved yet. He said he would, but it has not been resolved yet. And there's an AC unit on the other side of the house, so there's nowhere in the back of the yard that we could put the shed because of the situation. We have a screened-in back porch with a concrete foundation for the screened-in back porch. We have a patio on the other side, which is concrete foundation with a brick wall that Insight Homes put in. We have staircase on the other side. We have our shed. Our shed is back as far as we can go without it compromising the soil every time it floods. We're already really dealing with the situation. It was not created by us. It was created when the house was built by Insight Homes a year ago. Well, we went to settlement last November. No, November 2019, I'm sorry.
13 months.
And when we applied for this to the ARC committee, the art committee for the marinas at Peppers Creek, they denied us our first shed, and because we wanted a lean-to shed, I believe you call it, and we wanted it on the side of the house where it would not get flooded, not get compromised, no type of damage to it, because we could not put it on because of the hill going down, and they denied us. They said they wanted it to be attached to the house. And further investigation on that, if we did any kind of drilling or any kind of thing, fasteners onto the concrete foundation, it would void our warranty for our home. It's a brand new home. So we decided not to do that. So then they said that, they also said that they would like for it to
coincide with the
character of the neighborhood, but they said they wanted a two-sided shed. So we went and picked out one, and we put an application for that. When we went to the Seascape in Millville, I believe it's called, the lady told us that we needed to be 2 foot. When we showed her the diagram again, because I had my original copy from the first time around, she told us it needed to be 2 foot from the property and 2 foot from the house. Never heard of such a thing, but figured she knew what she was talking about. And so that's what we did. We made sure it was 2 foot from the property and 2 foot from the house. And then all of a sudden, she called me up a couple days later and sent, told me I had an email and sent me my approval. So, anyways, then to ask for the situation was not created by us. It was created by Insight Homes, the developer, and who, I don't know who all was involved in building this house. They built the house up so high that it ended up with a swell in the backyard. We didn't know about the swell, or we would have stopped the progress of the house being built. We were not happy with it. We have complained about it since day one. It has literally flooded.
But we're not here about the flood.
Right.
We're okay. Here about...
What she's
well, I'm trying to explain to you why it's doing that, why I'm answering the answers the way I am.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I do apologize.
Did you get
I'm new at this.
A building permit?
I do. We didn't know we had to have a building permit because we thought that ARC permit was the one we needed because we were told that...
Who told you that?
The lady at the...
And what is her name?
Millville.
Or,
what her is name her was,
name? You told me over here.
At Seascape, apparently.
Christine, somebody?
Wait a minute. Cindy, I'm sorry. Cindy told us that... She told us that once we had to... Once I copied off this thing right here... That was all I needed. We were good to go with putting a shed on our property. That's why we did. We did not know we needed a building permit. If we would have known, we would have gotten a building permit. It would have been a lot cheaper.
Okay.
And anyways, so then, as for, I lost my train of thought, the variance.
Her neighbors.
We need this variance because the shed's been on our lot for 11 months now. Okay, it's already there. It's been there. We've had letters. We got letters from the neighbors. I think you all have all the letters. And I really don't know what else to say. I don't know how to explain this.
I would just
Who
like
did
to.
Did you get the shed from?
Ridge, Pine Ridge, Pike Ridge, something like that.
Pine Ridge.
Yes.
If I could speak.
Yes, sir.
So, moving into a new neighborhood, one of the biggest things, we lived in Millsboro. We weren't allowed to have a shed. Okay, so that's one of the first things we asked coming into the neighborhood. And also, we were very excited with this. We thought we followed every rule and regulation. I was standing there when Cindy told us it had to be 2 foot off of the house, 2 foot off of your neighbor's property line. We sent in a picture. I don't know if you guys had the picture there with the actual drawing we submitted to them that shows where we laid down the stakes, where the shed was going to go, and that's what they approved, and that's what we went with. Everybody's been fine. And then all of a sudden, one of the neighbors, I guess, complained or came up there and measured and says it was not correct on the property line. So called you guys, came out, looked at it, and came knocking at the door about it, and then started asking all the questions.
And as soon as they did, I left my house and came right down here to try to resolve the situation.
So, do we have pictures? Because all we can see...
I have pictures, too.
Well, now you won't get those back. They come to us.
That's fine.
All right, you should give them to Jamie.
Just to update Chair on the dates, the question on the building permit. So there was a building permit for the dwelling that was applied for in 2018 through Insight. In terms of dates, that went through an inspection process, and P&Z's inspectors were out on site on October 26, and it passed inspection. So presumably the shed was not present when the CO was issued for the dwelling.
Mr. Shields came out the very next day. When I came, and I paid for the variance, and then a week later.
So there has been subsequently subject to a notice of violation has been served on this property, and following as part of that, a building permit for the shed has been applied
for.
Yes,
and I paid for it.
Okay.
Would you like to see the receipts?
Sure, you can just take the photos. No, it's fine, I'm just updating the dates.
So when did you get this shed?
Oh, we got it, and we moved in on November of 2018, and we got the shed March of 2019. Is that correct?
Excuse me?
When we got the shed, it was in March.
It was March of 2019.
Yes.
Yeah. It was right like the next day after we got this thing. This approval.
You went back up there.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And when I asked him about it, I asked her if there was anything else we needed. She said, no, you're good to go as long as you have this permit.
And you don't know her last name, but her name was Cindy.
I believe it was correct? Cindy Faust or something like that.
Oh, I see here. Okay. All righty.
I called her on the phone, and she called me back and told me, you're approved. And that's when I asked her, is there anything else we need to do? We don't know. We need to know, you know?
She said, just make sure you have the permit posted outside.
Make sure you have your permit.
That's what we thought was a permit. We weren't really building anything. We were having the shed delivered. We didn't know that law, or we would have abided by it and come here and paid the money.
She would have known the law. But
unfortunately, living in Maryland all her life. We'll make sure she's informed. And do you all have copies of our neighbor's letters?
Jamie, do you have letters?
The three that came in with the application.
Yes, because I actually went to them before we even put the shed on the property.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
So the shed's not going to see that pad on it or nothing?
Okay. No. They said if they had to do that, it would have been made it 10 foot by 10 foot instead of 8 foot by 8 foot. They said it would be another foot on each side.
What are they proposing to do to fix the water back here? Because this is pretty bad.
I am working.
It was all through the back of three or four houses. They told us the day we went for the walkthrough, oh, we're going to put up a wall here. We didn't know this ground was going to fall off like this. We know you're upset, and we're going to put a wall back here. And they also did it to our other neighbor. So they came out, and they put in the black piping with the holes in it or whatever. I wasn't there, but my wife told me.
I actually have a copy of an email from Seascape. I'm just looking for it real quick. Where the developer and Seascape, I'm sorry, the developer and the vice president of Insight Homes named Kevin, I can't remember his last name, I do apologize, came out. And we went through about the swell thing. And here it is. And actually, Moran from Seascape.
Which one's theirs? The blue house?
Who do I get this to?
Ours is the greenhouse.
Oh, maybe it is green.
The neighbor's a blue house next to us.
Well, then
which we have a letter from him.
Then I don't see a picture of theirs.
Yes, sir. Is this the shed right here?
That is the shed right there. That's our shed. Do you see? It's hard to see. It goes down.
Okay.
It is.
And it's not tied to the house?
No, it is not. Because we had the lean-to shed, it had to be tied to the house. That voids the warranty.
Sir, if I could add to what you were just talking about, the reason it's not butted to the house is because we were told 2 foot, 2 foot. So we put it right in the middle, so we were 2 foot off of the neighbor, 2 foot off the house. I mean, if we knew it had to be, there was a squeeze there, we would have did everything possible to make it happen. Approved it, so we were like, thank you very much, we appreciate it, and we've gone from there. I mean,
it's been a migraine.
So it's safe to say you couldn't put that anywhere in the backyard.
There's nowhere we could. If we could, we would have. I really hate where my shed is. But
well, I can't really see where it is. This is the shed, right?
What color is your shed?
My shed is the green.
Here, it's this one.
It's not a bad looking
but
shed.
But you can't quite see where it really
actually
is.
Actually, another neighbor has a shed like that.
That's it.
Okay.
Yes. Here's the front.
Bam. You need to.
Yeah, we can't catch you on the microphones when you're in.
That's all right.
It's not that you don't have. You can come forward, but we're trying to get your voice
on
the microphone.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, these are sensitive, but sometimes they don't always catch them.
There's just a lot of pictures there. I want to make sure you all.
And your lot is number 38.
Yes,
ma'am.
Who's Mr. Horsey?
Mr. Horsey is a developer, and that's who we are dealing with to fix the swell in the backyard. He did, there, you might see a picture of a black square thing in one of those photos, like in the ground. It's a drain. That's what we're trying to get done in our backyard because it's two houses up from us. They did it for that house, and they haven't done it for our house. They tried to makeshift. I should say, I don't know how else to put it. Yes, that's the drain. That's the proper drain that should be in there to drain that water so it doesn't do that. But even if it did it, we can't put our we're not allowed to put our shed there because you're not allowed to put it on top of a swell.
So there's no other place on the lot this shed could go?
Unfortunately, no. It's not able to go on the other side because the air conditioning unit, and then there's a bigger hill on the other side.
Okay.
It comes down like this. Like that, actually. And they're actually in the pictures too.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I hope so.
Any questions from members of the board?
No. Mr. and Mrs. Greenall, you have a letter from Seascape dated March the 12th of 19.
March the 12th? Yes, we got two attachments on our email. The first attachment was, and I have it on my email, the first attachment was the permit thing I showed you from Seascape.
Mm-hmm.
And never knew there was going to be another attachment. Closed to that and went on about my life, called the barn people, had them deliver it, never knew nothing. Okay. Then never knew it until I got a summons in the mail, and I called and talked to Mr. Whaley, and he said, well, you should have gotten a letter about it. And I said, well, I haven't received nothing about it. He told me I needed to come down here and pay the $400 and all that stuff. So I called Seascape up. I said, what is wrong with you people? And she said, ma'am, we sent you two attachments. I said, no, you did not. I said, you only sent me the approval permit. I said, why are you sending me an approval permit and not telling me what I needed to do, especially when you told me it was good to go? So that's
my question is that evidently pertains to the second attachment,
right?
Which was a letter dated right. March the 12th, 19.
Yep.
And then the next to the last paragraph indicates what your responsibility is regarding acquiring permits.
And we found that out in January when we got the summons.
Okay.
We never knew there was two
attachments. Did not see it, sir. If we knew that, we would have been here right away.
We would have been right here.
Understood. I just want
Understand. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions? Or
is there anyone here in favor of the application?
Yes, I am.
Would you please have a seat, and would you like to speak? You could come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Cimino, CIMINO, 31191 Anchor Watch Loop, Dagburg, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. I live right behind him. It's a nice looking shed. It's no problem. And I think it's kind of a shoe-in.
Do you have a shed yourself?
No, sir. No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. But you do have, a problem with the drainage issue?
Yes, we all do back there. She said, I've been there 3.5 years. They've fixed that swell back there 5 times and haven't got it right yet. They have more water behind their house than I do because I'm, I guess, going west. And there's a drain right behind me. And the pipe goes probably at least 5 more houses down to the other end, and that's where all the problems are. Developer just can't get it right. But their shed's no problem. It's a nice looking shed. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone else in favor of this application? Sir, would you like to come? All of you would like to come forward and be sworn in and speak?
I don't want to speak, but we're all from the same neighborhood.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Robert Connor. I live at 31196 Anchor Watch Loop, Dagsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So I just want to testify that, first of all, I have no problem with the shed. I live right down the street. I have the ditch in my backyard and it stays wet all the time. Okay. Lastly, I am a member of the ARC, and the ARC rules stipulate 2 feet. So I wanted you to know that is a fact and not something. But
well,
I realize
since you're a member of ARC, you need to go back and tell them that Suffolk County.
I understand that, ma'am.
Zoning ordinances supersede your community, your HOA.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would do that.
Make sure it goes in all the stuff. And actually, they tell them to follow county, but we say 2 feet.
Wow.
I understand.
They wouldn't have had to spend $400 if they would have known the county zoning ordinances.
I'm just a member. Bobby Horsey wrote, well, their lawyers wrote the rules, not me.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute, sir. Mr. Williamson has a question for you.
How many of these homes in this area have sheds?
You have to speak up just there, sir.
How many of these homes in this area have sheds in the back of them?
How many? Right. On her side? I have a shed in my backyard. You have one and doesn't?
Two behind us.
Yeah, who's the other one, you remember?
Sue and Peggy.
Sue and Peggy. So there's two people that have sheds behind us.
You have one in your backyard, but you said you have drainage issues also.
Yeah, my backyard is 26 feet long. I have a smaller house and I have a bigger lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Sir, would you please come forward and be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address?
Sure. Ray Steele, 32358 Gypsia Court, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? You read off before, sir, that the paper that they did not receive. Can I leave this with you as a copy?
We have a copy.
You have a copy? Okay. Having said that, in our development, there's about 11 or 12 sheds. All of them are in the backyard except for two right now. One is the Greenwells and another one is the Dettingers, one down from them. The Dettingers did have a problem with theirs, which they were way close to the property line. The county came. They went for a, administrative variance the county gave them. So they had to push their shed over within 4 feet of the property line. We have no objections to that. If they can move their shed over 4 feet and be within that administrative variance, that would be applicable.
You said the word they.
The Greenwells.
But is you as an individual are speaking?
Well,
I am on behalf of someone else.
I am on the committee for rules and regulations of the HOA and the Marinas of Pepper Creek. And the Greenwells got theirs approved. The dirt road got theirs approved for 4 feet. See no reason why the Greenwells can't get theirs approved for 4 feet.
And you do understand that the county...
That's 5 feet, yes.
Can you let me speak?
I'm sorry?
That the county ordinance supersedes your HOA and your ARC committee.
Yes, it does.
And would you take that back to them?
Yes, I will.
Thank
because
you.
I was always under the assumption when I even got the permits from mine, it was 5 feet. So somehow these two got in there. Don't know. But that's about it.
So okay. You would want them to be 4 feet from the property line?
Well, as long as we're there within the that administrative variance and they can put it in 4 feet like the other property owners did, that's fine.
Okay. Thank
it's
you.
It's not the most ideal situation. We'd prefer to have them in the back, but they have a situation there. Okay?
Yep. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. Wait, sir, just
one,
a minute.
One question for you.
Mr. Sure. Williamson has a question.
This the same situation where the people had the shed on the side. Did
yes.
they have the drainage issues that these couple
I believe they did. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe they did. You mean the people down from the Greenwells here?
The one you're talking about had the administrative.
I think they all, a lot of them had a drainage issue back there. No. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Whitehouse, I just want to make sure I'm clear on the variance that's needed. Because this is, this shed is detached from the house, it would strike me that what we're looking for is a variance of 3 feet from the 5 feet side yard setback requirement.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And
does anybody else have any other questions?
I have one more question for the applicant.
Let me make sure that no one else is here in opposition. Is there anyone else here in opposition to this application? Okay. Would you please come forward? You, the applicant. Mr. Workman has a question.
Is there any place else you can move that shed?
No, sir. I mean, I don't see where. I honestly don't see where. It's an 8x8 shed. We got a 12-foot span.
So in the back, there's like a water, I mean, it's...
It's a hill, and they said if they had to put a, what do you call that thing? The concrete thing in, that's going to make it a 10x10, and there's not going to be enough room between the swell, my back staircase, that got to be there, unless I put it in my bedroom, by my bedroom windows and closing off my bedroom windows, and I think that would be a fire hazard. I don't want to do that. I really don't.
Well, I think if this community had let them know what the, they could have gotten a smaller shed, yeah. And yes. They would not be here.
We wanted a smaller shed from the get-go, and they turned us down with the lean-to shed. And may I make one more note? I showed you all the email where I had all them out. I made a comment about maybe it should be put in a welcome packet for all the new homeowners buying in there. Because nobody knows. We're from Maryland. We didn't know. We lived in Millsboro for 3 years, and we had to move from there because I was allergic to the ground. So, I mean, you know, we finally found a place where I'm not allergic to, and I can live, and I can breathe, and now this. And I don't think it's fair. I really don't. I mean, I don't understand y'all's rules, though. I wish I'd have known them from the get-go. I had no clue.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I see the shaded in area on the survey where the shed is.
Yep.
I see another shaded area that's long, and it turns.
That's the side driveway. They also said it had to be 2 foot by 2 foot off the house. So we made it 2 foot off the house, and it looks really stupid.
Will that be in need of a variance also?
No.
What's this
from the front yard?
It's not elevated, so we checked this prior to when the application came in and determined it doesn't require a variance.
Okay. What's this post-it note on the application? 9 foot, looks like wall shower. And
That was my note. Actually, that should have been taken off. That was a question at the time of submission. Because it uses the word wall, there was a question whether there was a wall and whether that needs a variance. Okay. We actually answered that question, so probably should have taken that off. So.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. I would like to say that as part of our motion, whichever way this goes, we need a number of letters sent.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharp?
Just tell me who?
Seascape. Morin Stegall, Cindy Fost, Pine Ridge, and Mr. Horsey. If he wrote the rules, then he should know. Thank you. Does anyone have anything to say?
Close the hearing?
I did close the hearing. I'm waiting to entertain a motion.
I wouldn't hear the motion part of it yet.
No one's made a motion. Didn't you hear me?
No. Anybody else?
Did you all hear me?
I was asleep.
Thank you. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
You can go there.
Some of the board members wanted some additional time. You could table it to our next meeting, which would be in 2 weeks from tonight.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12413 for Peggy Greenwell. I believe it was not created by the applicant. She has a flooding issue in the backyard, has no other place to put the shed. I don't feel it'll hurt the neighborhood at all.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Parson?
Voting no.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-1, the application is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.